Okay, so we're going to talk about whether there's a mitzvah to make aliyah. The reason why I'm talking about it that is, and also what the nature of the mitzvah is, if there is a mitzvah, it comes to this week's parsha. And the question of whether there's a mitzvah to make aliyah depends on how you read a certain pasuk. So we'll study it. I'm sure some of us have studied the concepts. Should you live in Israel? How important is it? So I want to look at it from a parshanut perspective. What does the Torah have to say? How do you read the Torah? If you look in Parshas Maaseh, in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Nun, so the Torah says, "Vayedaber Hashem Moshe, barvos Moav al So Hashem says to Moshe, by the plains of Moav, on the other side of the Jordan, on one side of the Jordan River, and the other side is Yericho, so they're very close to Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem says, "Deber al bnei Yisrael, amarti aleihem, ki atem ovrim es ha'yarden le'eretz Kanaan." Tell the bnei Yisrael that when you cross the Jordan River to Eretz Kanaan, v'horashtem es kol yoshvei aretz b'pneichem, and you should drive out. I mean, the truth is, horashtem can mean either drive out or maybe inherit, but it seems here means v'horashtem es kol yoshvei aretz b'pneichem. Seems to me you should drive out all of the people of the land from in front of you. V'ibadetem es kol maskilosam es kol tzalmei masichosam ta'abedu ves kol bamosam tashmidu, and destroy all of their idols, their images, their altars. And then the next pasuk says, v'horashtem es aretz, says the same word as in pasuk nun beis. V'horashtem es aretz v'yishavtem ba, you should be morish the land. Does it mean the same thing as it means in Pasuk Nun Beis? You should again kick out the depopulate the land, I guess kick out the people. Does it mean something else? From the word Yerusha, you should inherit the land. So the word's a little unclear. What's it doing? What are we commanded to do in Pasuk Nun Gimel that we're not commanded to do in Pasuk Nun Beis? So there we have where it says Vorashim es aretz v'yishavtem ba, and you should live in it. Because to you, I gave the land, Loreshes Osa, seems to be to inherit the land. The pasuk tells you about how you should divide the land by a lottery. If there's a, according to your families, large family, they get more property, smaller family, get a smaller property. And then in Pasuk Nun Hey, it says, if you don't drive out or depopulate, it seems to me you don't do what you're supposed to do in Pasuk Nun Beis. You don't drive out the inheritance of the land, the people of the land from you. And those who remain in the land will remain thorns in your side, and they're going to cause problems for you. Okay, v'haya kasher dimisi lasos lahem aselachem, and what I had planned to do to them, I'll do to you. So it seems that on the one hand, we're commanded to drive out, depopulate the land, the people of the land, and that's an interesting question of how you're supposed to go about doing that. For my purposes, I'm interested in Pasuk Nun Gimel, because it seems that we have tell B'nai Yisrael, drive out the people of the land, Nun Beis, and then Nun Hey, if you don't do that, then it's going to be bad for you. But Nun Gimel, v'horashtem es aretz v'yishavtem ba. So we're going to see there are two different opinions on how to read this Pasuk Nun Gimel. And how you read Pasuk Nun Gimel determines the nature of the mitzvah to make aliyah.
Is it maybe connected with get rid of the avodah zarah, and then you can go in there and
Right. So first, it says you should drive out. I mean, I'm just trying to read. You're giving like svaras, or you're giving like.
Because it says if you buy the temet, get rid of
Right. So
the tzamei, and then it says, so once you get rid of that, then you can.
Vorashtem es ha'aretz. So once you're morish the land, it's interesting. You're morish, not the people of the land. You have to read into those words a little bit, right? Because Pasuk Nun Beis says you should drive out. Let's say vorashtem means, and you should drive out
the
the
people,
people of the land. So then,
and get rid of their avodah zarah.
I
Then you
understand.
go into the land.
And then you can vorashtem es ha'aretz. Okay. So Rashi, I mean, look at Rashi. Rashi's, look what he says. Vorashtem es ha'aretz, vorashtem osa miyoshveha. So what you're saying, Baruch. And you should drive out, You should depopulate the land miyoshveha first. Do pasuk nun beis first. Vorashtem es aretz vaaz ba, and then you'll be able to settle the land. Tuchul ba vimlav lo tuchul ba. So Rashi says pasuk nun gimel is not a mitzvah. Pasuk nun beis is the mitzvah, the commandment. Drive out the people of the land. And pasuk nun gimel says if you are successful in doing this, then vishatim ba, it's a havtacha, it's a promise that you'll be able to live in the land. But if you don't fulfill nun beis, then that's nun hei telling you, right? Now there's nun beis gives you the mitzvah, drive out the people of the land. Nun gimel says if you do that, then vishatim ba, I promise you'll be able to live in the land. But nun hei, if you don't, then there are going to be thorns in your side. That's the way the Rashi says. So it seems, according to Rashi, there seems to be no mitzvah of living in the land, a general mitzvah, at least from this pasuk. The Ramban in Nun Gimel is the Zionist. The Ramban translates this pasuk. Look how he reads the pasuk. Al dati, it seems to me, zo mitzvahs asehi. This is a positive mitzvah. Yitzave osam sheyeshvu ba'aretz v'yirshu osa ki hu nitna lohem. That Hashem is commanding us in this pasuk that we should live in the land and we should inherit it because it was given to us. V'lo yimasu b'nachlas Hashem, and we should not despise this portion of God that He gave to us. Ve'ilu yala datam le'olechas v'lichbosh eretz shinar eretz asher ashur v'zilotam li'she'uli and if you think that you're going to conquer Shinar or Ashur and live there, not outside Eretz Israel, you're going to violate this mitzvah. Uma Israel, and that which our rabbis in Maseches Ksuvos. So those who are doing Daf Yomi will get there in a few months. In Daf Kuf Yud, where they said that you're not allowed to leave the land. V'yadunu k'moredes ha'isha she'ena rotza la'los im bala la'eretz Yisrael. And actually, if the husband wants to make aliyah and his wife does not want, she is called rebelling against her husband. I think the flip side would be the same too. And there are consequences in terms of if someone's called a rebellious spouse. In other words, you have the right to force your spouse to make aliyah, v'cheda ish, right? It applies both male or female. B'chan needs. I'm not going to go through the halachic permutations here, but we take making aliyah very seriously. B'chan needs a bit of mitzvah zo. This the source of the mitzvah is where? This week's parsha, this pasuk nun gimel. Ki akasuv hazeh hi mitzvah say. This pasuk is the mitzvah say, the positive mitzvah. B'yachzir mitzvah zo b'mkomos rabim, and the mitzvah repeats itself many places. Bo Rishuas Aretz, Hashem tells us in Devarim, go and inherit the land. Avarashi Peirash, Rashi explains Varashim as Aretz, Varashim as Sabi Yoshvel. See, he understands, Rashi understands Nun Gimel is a continuation of Nun Beis. That if you do Varashim, if you depopulate the land, then Oz V'yishatim, then you'll be able to live in it. Tuchlu Yitzkayim, then you'll be able to live in it. V'imlav lo Tuchlu Yitzkayim, but if not, you won't be able to live in it. But the Ramban says, the way I explained it is that's the main pasuk. The way the Ramban understands it is that there's a mitzvah to settle and to populate the land. You should inherit the land, and you should live in it. This is a commandment. See, it's a machlokas Rashi and Ramban here. The Ora Chaim HaKadosh further explains this debate between Rashi and the Ramban. The Rechaim HaKadosh says the following. In Pasuk Nun Beis says, Varashtem. V'agam shamar akasu b'zayin amim lo techai kol neshama. The Torah already said in Sefer Dvarim that you can't let anyone live, any of the seven nations live. Kan midah, in practice, by the way, they gave the seven nations the right to leave or to fight or to be in servitude, which is another topic unto itself. But he says, "Kam medaber akasuv chutz mizayin aminim sam sham." So the Rechaim HaKadosh says that another place the Torah says that you should depopulate the land from the seven nations. Here in our section, it says that you should depopulate it if there are people not from the seven nations that are living there. Because what does it say? It says, anyone who's living there, even someone's not from the seven nations, you should drive them out. Oh, he says, oh, Efshe Shechozer al Uma Shein Koch Bahem Lahargam, Shishtal Horisham Vlo Yanichu Mehem Baret. Or, let's say you can't wipe out one of the seven nations, at least try to drive them out from the land. Again, I'm not going to get into the ethics of that. It's not our topic. But I'm interested in Pasuk Nun Gimel. How does he understand Pasuk Nun Gimel? So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, Rashi's up here, Rashi explains, Shem Mitzvah Hivo Rashtem. That the mitzvah is Vahorashtem. Avo v'yishavtem hu avtacha. The v'yishavtem, the Torah tells us two things, v'orashtem and v'yishavtem. According to Rashi, v'orashtem is the mitzvah, and v'yishavtem is the promise. For Ramban Peirasha, mitzvah hi v'yishavtem. He says, no, the mitzvah is v'yishavtem. U'mikan samchu lomar kol ma'alei Eretz Yisrael. On the basis of this, the Gemara says, everyone should make aliyah. And so, in other words, you see, look in Pasuk Nun Gimel. It says, Vorashtem es ha'aretz, v'yishavtem ba. Rashi says, Vorashtem is the mitzvah. You should depopulate the land. And then, v'yishavtem ba. And then, if you do that, then you'll be able to live there. The Ramban says, no, there's a mitzvah to inherit the land and to settle the land. It's all a mitzvah of v'yishavtem. And the Aruch Chaim actually says, v'nira pshat ha'kasuv, Kedivrei Rashi. He wants to say that the pshat of the pasuk is like Rashi, because what does it say at the end of the pasuk? Kilochem nasati loreshes osa. Because what does the end of the pasuk says? The end of the pasuk, it says v'Rashi v'saaretz v'yishavtem ba. Kilochem nasati saaretz loreshes osa. I gave you the land loreshes osa. So he says it must be like Rashi. Depopulate the land so that you'll be able to live there. Because I gave you this land in order to depopulate it. So the Aruch Chaim thinks that the Rashi makes more sense. So v'ima yeshiva hiya mitzvah hayalo litlot b'ikar mitzvah v'lovar kilochem lo shevespa. So they should have said, according to the Ramban, they should have said you should inherit the land and live in it. Kilochem the sons of the Aretz, because I give the land to live in it. So it could be the Ramban is saying the mitzvah is v'orashtem, you should inherit, and you should live in it. But that's the Rashi clearly says, v'orashtem is the mitzvah, and the Ramban says, v'yishavtem is the mitzvah. Now, the Ramban...
According to Rashi, what does it mean? Just get rid of them and there's no mitzvah to actually be there?
Right. In other words, he's saying, Pasuk Nun Beis tells you the mitzvah. And then Nun Gimel says, if you do this, if you fulfill it, then in the merit of you fulfilling the mitzvah of depopulating the land, then you'll be able to live there securely. And then Hay says, if you don't do that, then bad things are going to happen. That's the way Rashi understands it.
According to Rashi, then just get rid of them, and then there's no mitzvah to actually go there?
Hashem is telling him to do this, but there's no, it's not, Hashem is telling him you have to go there. And there are all these segulos, there are all these wonderful things that will happen. In other words, this could be like our destiny, this is our promised land, but is there an actual commandment? Is there an actual commandment? At least from this pasuk, that, in other words, it could be this is where our center should be, but there might not be an affirmative mitzvah from this pasuk. Rashi says, v'rashtem, but you're saying in general, so what does that mean? This pasuk simply says you should drive out the people, and then you'll be successful to live in there. So this nation that's going into Eretz Yisrael, they're supposed to go. They're supposed to depopulate so that they're able to settle the land. So the Rambam has a list of 613 mitzvos, and the Ramban writes, sometimes he critiques the Rambam's list. He says sometimes, no, this mitzvah that the Rambam included is not really a mitzvah. And sometimes he's going to say, well, the Rambam did not include this mitzvah, but I think it is a mitzvah. So the Ramban, his fourth mitzvah that he thinks the Rambam forgot is mitzvah revius shenitzavir l'reshes haaretz asher nasan akel yisparach v'yisal el avosei l'avim yaakov v'lo nezva biyad z'losei min omos o lishmama. There's a mitzvah to inherit the land and to settle the land that God promised Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and we shouldn't leave it to the other nations or leave it to desolation. And so, and he cites our pasuk. So he says, like in Parshas Dvarim, that you should inherit the land. And there he tells you what the borders are. There in Sefer Dvarim it talks about all the borders of this land. That you shouldn't leave a place that's not conquered. Right? By the Meraglim, he says, go inherit the land. Shed, like Hashem told you, there's a mitzvah of Yerusha Saaretz. There's a mitzvah of go up and inherit the land. And when we didn't want to go up because of the Meraglim, what it would say? It said that we rebelled against the word of God. That means what? We didn't fulfill a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to make aliyah. There's a mitzvah. Lo yud v'avtachah. It's not simply a promise. It's not simply that God said, I'm going to take you out of the land of Egypt, and I'm going to take you to a promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And so it's not simply a promise. It's actually a commandment. V'zoi shechachamim korin osam milchemes mitzvah. So we conquer the land, it's a milchemes mitzvah. V'kach amar b'gmar sotam arav Yehuda milchemes yeshua lichbosh divrei hakol chova. Milchemes dabil arvacha divrei hakol rishus. That Yoshua, when he conquered Israel, that's a mitzvah. When David wants to enlarge the border, that's an option. Veloshon sifrei, v'yirisht, v'yirashta, v'yashafta bab ischus, shetirosh teishev. So, right, he cites the sifrei, who says, in the merit that you will inherit, you will live. In other words, v'yirishta, v'yashafta bab, in the merit of that you will so that you will inherit the land, you should, if you settle the land, right, in the schus, in the merit that you inherit the land, so you'll be able to settle there. Right, and he cites, the Rabban cites, listen, the Rabban himself lived most of his life in Spain. The end of his life, he moved to Eretz Israel. But he feels very bad about it. And he says that the Chachamim, they go on and on about living in Eretz Yisrael, that if you live, you live outside Israel, it's like you're worshipping Avodah Zarah. And he cites a pasuk here. And his point here, Im Kain, if your last line, Mitzvah Asei Lidoros, Miskayat Kol Yachri Yimenu, Afilu Bizman Golos, Ki Yadu Batal Mekos Arbe. So Ramban points out that even in the time of exile, there's a mitzvah of aliyah. Now, you could have argued that Hashem, this is a promise, that this is the best place for us to have a connection with God, and this that Israel is a reward for us fulfilling the mitzvos. And if we don't fulfill the mitzvos, then we lose this reward, we lose this connection. But maybe it's not a mitzvah. Or maybe it's only a mitzvah at certain times, when we have a Beis HaMikdash. Ramban thinks that it's a mitzvah from this pasuk, Varashtem Mishaftem, even in the time of exile. Now, what's pretty clear is since the Ramban includes it as a mitzvah, the Rambam does not include it as a mitzvah. So we'll get back to that in a minute here. If you look, the Gemara says, this is what we said, Hu omer lalos, Gemara Ksuv, Hu omer lo lalos, kol fidus o lalos. Husband can force a wife, and the reverse is true as well, to make aliyah. Now, Tosfos says, Eino noheg bizman hazeh. This doesn't apply nowadays. Okay? Husband cannot force a wife to make aliyah. Te'ika sakaras derachim. It's dangerous. So the Tosafists lived in the 12th, 13th century. It's dangerous. V'haya omer Rabbeinu Chaim. And I guess a certain Tosafist named Rabbeinu Chaim said, Da'achshav eino mitzvah ladur be'eretz Yisrael. There's no mitzvah to live in Israel. Why? Look what he writes. Very fascinating. He says that there are many mitzvos that apply only in Eretz Yisrael. Shemitah, Truma, Maisros. There are a lot of mitzvos that apply to Eretz Yisrael. And So it's a wonderful opportunity. But if we don't observe it, if we don't observe it, and we're not careful with it, then maybe it's better that we don't live in Eretz Yisrael. It's a wild position. He says that since we're not able to keep the mitzvot that apply in Eretz Yisrael, then maybe we shouldn't live in Eretz Yisrael. It seems like a very extreme position. So already you have this the Ramban, who's on one extreme, who says if you live outside the Eretz Yisrael, it's like you're worshiping Avodah Zarah. And again, the Ramban himself lived most of his life outside Eretz Yisrael. But Tosafot says, listen, there's no mitzvah, it's too dangerous, and we can't keep the mitzvot hatluyos baaretz. Now, there was a rabbi who wrote a commentary called the Megillas Esther. It's not what we call the Megillas Esther from Purim. This rabbi's name was Yitzchak de Leon. He lived in Spain in the 15th century. He held there was no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael during the time of the exile. The Avnei Nezer, the Sacher Tzaver, in the end of the 19th century in Eastern Europe, is going to cite the position of Megillas Esther. And he says, when Megillas Esther, Kasav, Shetama, Rabam, Mishum, Galus. So the Rambam doesn't write that there's a mitzvah to live in Israel. Why not? So the Megillas Esther thinks, oh, you know why? Because there's no mitzvah to make aliyah in the time of the exile. When God brings us back, when Mashiach comes, so then there's a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah nowadays to make aliyah. By the way, this commentary called the Megillas Esther was brought down by the anti-Zionists, who felt that we shouldn't push for a Jewish state. This is in the beginning of the 20th century. And they felt halachically that we're that we shouldn't we there's no mitzvah to make aliyah until the Mashiach comes. We'd wait for Mashiach to come. And the Megillas Esther brought the Rambam. He says, well, look, the Rambam didn't write it as a mitzvah, so there's no mitzvah. Now the Avnei Nezer disagrees. And at
It's
first
also something from Shir Hashirim. I forgot the exact verse.
Well, that's the Shir Hashirim, that's on the Gemara Ksuvos. Im Toru Ad Shetachpas. Yeah, it's about that also.
Right.
So he cites the Megillas Esther, and he says Megillas Esther cited the Tosfos. Gamu Omer Lalos the Ain Mitzvah Bizmanazah. There's no it's a Tosfos says there's no mitzvah nowadays, and he says Leisa. Nah, that's not correct. Dezemishum Sakaras Derachim Kivur B'Divrayim. The reason is when it's dangerous. The Gamu Rabbeinu Chaim Shikasu Tosfos Bishmo Lo Kasav Rak Mishum De Einanu Bicharim Lizayir. The reason why the Tosafists thought that there's no mitzvah to make aliyah is not because we're in Galus. It's because it's dangerous and you can't keep the mitzvos of Eretz Yisrael. So ha'im yichom lizar mitzvah. So that means if you were able to keep the mitzvos, then there should be a mitzvah to make aliyah. And he also cites v'gufti v'tosuv shem Rabbeinu Chaim kasuv marit shetama toa kasuv v'enom divrei marina Rabbi Chaim's call. So apparently someone thought this was a mistake. Can't be that there's no mitzvah to make aliyah if it's difficult to keep the mitzvot that apply to the land. Someone thinks it's a mistake. V'nei ne'elam gam k'mibal Megillas Esther divrei Rambam b'Hilchos Avodim shigam mizman hazeh kofa evedus rabba lalos. The Rambam writes that nowadays a servant can force his master to make aliyah. So v'guf devarav she'amar shema shlomona harabam yeshivas eretzo mishum she'ino nohegas mizman hazeh And when the Megillas Esther says the Rambam didn't include the mitzvah of living in Israel in his code of Jewish law, so the Megillas Esther says, "Oh, you know why? Because it's not a mitzvah now. Because it's not a mitzvah in the time of the Galus. It's only a mitzvah in the time of the Mashiach." He says it can't be true because lama mana trumos umasus v'chala shenohegas. The Rambam includes other mitzvahs that only apply in the time of that only apply in the time of the Mashiach. Let's say trumos and masros, the real v'chala. So that can't be. So he wants to say the following. The Avnei Nezer says the following. Nearly is in vav. Hatam b'yin yeshivos eretz Yisrael the mitzvos hachrim tachrimeim k'dei shanachnu neshev ba'aretz. So he says that there is a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of hachrem tachrimeim, not from our parsha, but in a different parsha. And that is that we live in the land. Shere Yoshua Shalach Pargamototin, he sent Hallmark cards or messages to the people. Misherotze Lefanos Yifaneh, HaGirgashi Amadu Panav, V'lo Oselo Klum. He said, anyone wants to leave can leave. The Girgashi left and nothing happened to them. Alkein lo nimna hachrim tachrim mimeim v'yishivat eretz Yisrael l'shtayim. That the Rambam already is included. It's already included in the mitzvah of hachrim tachrim. So there is a mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. And so, and then, okay, and so that's what the Sachat Shavar thought. And, right, and then, but then he's like, then he sort of has to ask the following question. He's bothered by the fact that like, I'll just summarize this because I wanted to make a few. I will do Rav Moshe. He basically says, well, if there's a real mitzvah, then why is nobody making aliyah, right? In other words, if we're holding like the Ramban, then there's a mitzvah of making aliyah. So Sachat Shavar lived in Eastern Europe. Why is no one making aliyah? So he wants to say that maybe. He cites here a Truma Sadeshin in Ches. That maybe that there are Mosri Manib Saim Sham, and there are Yishma'elim, and there's dangerous, there are Arabs there, there's Dochak Mizonos, difficult to earn a living. But he says there aren't Mosrim nowadays. Mosrim are informers to the government. And he says the government watches over us and ve'imas machlos al yishmeilim, the Arabs won't do anything. Vonishar rak tam hamazonos hakashim. And so, in other words, he wanted to say that maybe the reason why there's no obligation to make aliyah is because it's dangerous and it's difficult to earn a living. Well, he said it's not dangerous nowadays, and maybe it's difficult to earn a living, but he then says also that he basically says.
They didn't make much money in Europe either.
He said they didn't make much money in Europe either. He says also in Europe they're also like he says Bli Save Gam Shama Yisrael Mi Farnas. He says people will support them, and he says there are many people in Chutz Laaretz who also need Matanos Bnei Adam. So he's struggling with this, and he says. And he actually cites the Kuzari in the end, who says that when the Kuzari, the king, the Kuzari is a philosophical work, was an imaginary dialogue between a king and a sage. And the Khazar king asks the sage, the Chavar, he says, well, why aren't we making Aliyah? Why aren't you making Aliyah? And he says, the last line of Avinezer, Hovashtani Mel Kuzar, you embarrass me, you shame me, I am a good answer. And then so he says, Im Kolze, Chalil Lod Lassus Gadol Yisrael Tonu Mezid Chas V'Shalom. Sachat Shavar says, well, not everyone's making aliyah. So it's hard to say that all these gedolim are making a mistake or they are intentionally sinning. So he's like, it seems that everyone should be making aliyah, but the gedolim aren't making aliyah, so there's a reason for it, perhaps. So there, the final source we're going to see is Ramosha Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein says, V'davar Shela, this is an Eben Ezra, Chelakal Simon Kufbez. He says, "V'davar shel eschom yesh mitzvah achshel ladur be'eretz Yisrael karamban, o karabenu chaim betosvos ksuvo." So, is there a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael like the Ramban or like Rabbeinu Chaim in Tosfos? Maybe there's no mitzvah. The ain't a mitzvah is banazer. Hinei rov poskim savidu mitzvah. Most poskim hold that it's a mitzvah. Avol pashut she'ein zeh bizmanazer mitzvah chiyuvi shel aguf. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's not. See, you can look at a mitzvah one of two ways. You can look at a mitzvah is you're obligated to do it, or you can look at a mitzvah is if you do it, you score points. So he says it can't be that it's a mitzvah that you're obligated to do it. Tim Kane, Hayim Emela Nimtza, Sha'as Shaladu B'chutz La'aretz, Mishum She'over Alaseik, because then it would you be that you could live in Chutz La'aretz, because you're violating a mitzvah Saseik, Kamo Mishi Yobash Beget Shaldal Kanfos, Below Tzitzis, She'esh Yisra Lilbosh Kadesh Lo Yavor Alaseik the Tzitzis. It's like someone who wears a garment, a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. So there's a prohibition to wear that. So, v'lohuskar, he says, but that can't be. V'lohuskar iser ela al hadar be'eretz Yisrael she'al she'latitz amanas lishkum chutz la'aretz. Berambam. says, if you look, the halacha is not that it's forbidden to live outside Eretz Yisrael. Right? And as if there was an obligation, a mitzvah saseh, to live in Eretz Yisrael, so that would mean that anyone who lives outside Eretz Yisrael is violating a mitzvah saseh. That can't be. Rather, if you made aliyah, then you're not allowed to make yirida. You're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael for good. Now, how do people do that? That's a separate conversation. V'gam kein havada in os iser lav. There's no lav. No, it's not a negative. It's not a prohibition. V'imi iser gam lanchi chul hayal l'rambam lo mar stam also lishkom chutzars am kein chazak be'eretz Yisrael harav. That if the Rambam really believed that it was forbidden to live outside Eretz Yisrael, then he should have said it's forbidden to live outside Eretz Yisrael unless there's like a famine. Mashmeh derach liyoshev Eretz Yisrael yesh iser means that only if you're living Eretz Yisrael, then there's a prohibition to leave. Shal shuchamim. That they forbade it. Aval mitzad haaseh eina chiyuvis ela kishadar sham mikayim mitzvah. So what Rav Moshe refers to the mitzvah of making aliyah is a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Meaning what? If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you fulfill a mitzvah. Uvechidushe harachti harbe b'divrei Rabbeinu Chaim. And I explained about Rabbeinu Chaim. Vechevan she'eina mitzvah chiyuvis. So since it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's an absolute obligation, Yesh vada lischashe bachshash or benu chayim betosfos im yuchal lizar bemitzvah tzlius baretz. So then you should be concerned: can you fulfill the mitzvos or not? Is it going to be worse? And maybe you could even argue like that's why some people they discuss. You know, let's say you believe it's going to be difficult. You know, your religious life will be difficult. Eretz Yisrael versus chutz laretz. Should that be a consideration? So maybe might be a consideration. As it seems that according to the Ramban. Seems according to Ramban, we go back to this psukim here. We start from where we began with. The Ramban will say there's an absolute obligation of arashim as the aretz v'yishavtimba. There's a mitzvah to inherit the land, to live in the land. There's a mitzvah of making aliyah. It's an obligation. Rashi clearly the way Rashi explains the psukim, it's not like that. He said you had mitzvah to the nation to drive out the seven nations, to drive out all the inhabitants. And if you do that, I have a promise you will be able to live there. You'll be able to live in the promised land. The Rambam also doesn't seems to hold like Rashi. He doesn't seem to say there's a mitzvah of living in Yisrael from this pasuk, maybe from a different pasuk, or at the very least, the Rambam holds that there is only a you score points. You get a mitzvah if you live there, but there's not an absolute chiyuv, an obligation. And therefore, according to the difference between the Ramban and the Rambam, according to the Ramban, you got to live there. What if it's going to be difficult religiously? You got to live there. According to the Rambam, maybe you would, at least the way the Ramosha understands him, maybe you should consider other factors as well in terms of the feasibility of living there in terms of, let's say, at least religious considerations. So this is, should you make aliyah, should you not make aliyah? So the sugya, the topic really is based on this one pasuk in this week's parsha, how the different mafarshim understand it.